Our story takes place during the time of the Roman Empire. After the destruction of the Second Temple, the Romans were persecuting people who were learning Torah. We know that they murdered many rabbis. Among them was Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva's son, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, they couldn't even call him Rabbi Yeshua ben Akiva because they were scared the Romans would try to kill him too. So they called him Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, son of the bald one, because Rabbi Akiva was Kereach, he was bald. So Rabbi Yeshua was not only Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the bald one, that was a code. He was the son of Rabbi Akiva, but they didn't want to tell us that. They had to keep him in hiding so the Romans wouldn't catch him. And the Romans sent their troops all over searching for Jews learning Torah, and especially the rabbis, because the rabbis were the ones teaching Torah. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho and his friends were sitting under a tree learning Torah, and suddenly there was a strong wind. And they heard the wind, they heard the leaves rustling, and hearing all the leaves rustling, they thought that it's many horses riding towards them. And they were concerned. Wait a second, there's so many Romans coming up this hill. We're in trouble. Now, they ran. And they ran with all their might. And they couldn't... They were so out of breath, they almost collapsed. And they looked behind them. They saw no one behind them. And then they understood that there was no Roman army coming up that hill. It was the sounds of leaves rustling that they had heard, and then that's why they ran. And they sat down and started weeping. And they said, "Look, we've in us has been fulfilled the verse that says, if we don't keep the Torah, so then the sound of a leaf rustling will cause you to flee, and you'll run without anyone giving chase. And look how those psukim were fulfilled with us. So we celebrate the holiday of Hanukkah. We celebrate the victory that took place. We also have to remember that after that victory came the destruction. And with the destruction came situations of tremendous fear that took hold even of the greatest rabbis like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcho. Baruch Hashem, we're back in the land of Israel continuing to celebrate Hanukkah. And we should merit that just like we light from one light to eight lights, so too this should be just the beginning. Our presence here and the light should just grow stronger.